Hey everyone.
How's it going? This is Lynetta with Dustin.
And Ruby.
So we have been on a bit of a sabbatical.
For like a year.
Like a year. And a month. So, yeah.
You said our last episode was what, March?
March 28th.
And today is April
16th.
16th, you guys. So it's been over a year.
It's been quite a bit of time.
And boy, have things changed.
Things have changed a lot in 12 months, so I think we're just going to kind of take the time to catch up everyone on what we've been doing.
And talk about how things are going right now, because if you guys are like us, then you are quarantined.
You are stuck in your house and have nothing better to do but listen to us.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So, anyway, so last March 28th was the last time we did a podcast.
We've already reviewed that. Back then.
We did live in a house. We were renting a house in a place called Weston, Florida.
It's very nice.
But we knew that we needed to move by June, by the end of May.
Because our lease was up.
Our lease was going to be up.
Oh, well, first of all.
But before that, so anyway, well, around that time, we were looking for a place.
Yeah, we decided to stay in Florida for another
year. We were going
to
stay in Florida for another year. We were looking for another place.
Well, at that time, we thought we were staying in Florida forever.
Yeah. But anyway, but at the beginning of April,
I found out I was pregnant.
Exactly. So, which we'll have some episodes on that, on the pregnancy and whatnot.
Like my experience, his experience, the birth, things since then.
Yeah, we'll definitely have some episodes about that. So, but yeah, we've been, Ruby got pregnant.
I got pregnant in April, end of March, beginning of April.
And so then we were, a lot of it was just, you know, her feeling like crap.
Just for the first 3 months.
And then,
but after that, I was just tired.
We found an apartment.
We did. We moved to a different city that's closer to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And we made the decision to temporarily move into a one-bedroom apartment.
Which was, I mean, it was okay for us, too.
We lasted there, what, 3 months?
We lasted there for 3 months before we moved on to a three-bedroom, two-bath.
So, a little bit of an upgrade.
You know, we decided to do that because Ruby's mom was going to come out and help us with the baby so both of us could work. And so we just wanted the extra space and
that we could have, like, a nursery. My mom could have her own room.
Yeah, and we could have ours. And just have enough space and not be so cluttered. So,
we moved while I was pretty pregnant.
Yeah, I had to move everything twice.
Yeah, he did. He was very proud. He moved an entire living room, couches and everything by himself.
Couch and everything. I wasn't scared. It was a disgusting couch, though. It was nasty.
We bought it off, like, a... I don't know if it was...
It was Wish, wasn't it? No, I think it was Wish. Or not Wish. It was the one...
It wasn't Wish, you guys.
The other app. The one where people use their crap and then give it to you.
It's called OfferUp.
It's called Used Crap Application.
Like, I don't know, it was one of those. And so it was cheap. We just wanted something temporary because we were going to buy nicer things. Because remember, at this time, we still thought we were going to live here permanently. And
but yeah, so we went and got it, and it smelled horrendous.
We took a lot of time cleaning it.
Yeah, and it still smells horrendous.
We had to get covers on
it. Yeah, we had to get covers on it, but they still smell horrendous.
Well, no, because you're making it sound like our house smells. They're clean.
The house doesn't smell. The couch smells horrendous. Do they not smell horrendous? Are there not times that you walk by the couch and be like, did someone just fart? Or is this couch being offensive?
I don't like how this is going because you're making it seem like our house is dirty.
No, our house isn't dirty. It's just the couch smells. Like, it's just wherever it was, the person smelled.
But with the covers.
With the covers, it's better. Yes, the covers make it better.
Yes, our living room doesn't smell bad. Now, we don't spend a lot of time on the couches.
I do at least once a week spray Febreze spray on it.
And we clean them with vinegar.
Yes, but nonetheless, they're still... They're just pieces of crap
furniture.
But anyway,
we were going to upgrade, because at the time, we were like, we just need something temporary, and since we're staying here, we're going to buy nicer things. But then also, around the time that we moved into the bigger apartment, because I started my internship in July.
Yeah.
And then...
We moved not till October.
Okay, so by the time that we were in this bigger apartment...
We were going to go back to Arizona.
Yeah, we decided that we didn't want to live in Florida permanently.
And that was because of the hurricane.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so for those of you who lived in Arizona, or I don't know why I just assumed our listeners are in Arizona.
So I'm really sorry if you guys live outside Arizona. You know, there's like tons of countries and states outside of Arizona.
For those of you who aren't in Florida or the East or over here, and you guys
weren't Easter.
Is it East or over here and weren't aware of Hurricane Dorian? It was probably one of the scariest experiences of my life because I was, 6 months pregnant, and there was a threat of a a category five hurricane mm-hmm. to come here. And I remember we were freaking out about it for days, like frequently tracking. And then it was a Friday night
mm-hmm.
and Babe was outside putting the shutters on because it became mandatory that we had to have them. And it was supposed to hit like Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. And it was still coming in at a category five. And we had bought hundreds of dollars worth of supplies, you know, water, food, because they had already warned us that it's pretty typical that the power, even for like a category two or three, for power to go out for like a week. And again, I'm 6 months pregnant at this time, and I was just so nervous and anxious, and you were nervous and anxious. And so Friday night, I called my doctor and I said, can I fly on a plane? He said yes. He told me how, like the precautions I had to take, and we flew to Arizona.
The next day?
The very next day.
We found tickets for like $200 a piece, and we, for the next day, Saturday, we got up early in the morning, got to the airport, and we were gone for about a week almost.
We wanted to come back, but we couldn't.
Yeah.
Because of the storm.
Yeah,
we were going to come back.
We were going to come back on a Tuesday, and we had found out on Tuesday that our flight was canceled. We couldn't come back till Wednesday because they closed down the Fort Lauderdale Airport because of the winds. The winds had picked up. But for those of you who tracked it, it sat over the Bahamas for like 48 hours and just beat the crap out of them. And so we ended up not getting, we only got some wind. That was about it. But we didn't get anything.
Up in Fort Lauderdale, it wasn't really anything. It was like down in Miami that it did hit, but you know, it was still, it was a really scary experience. And we'd never want to go through that again.
Yeah. The anticipation was scary.
It is. It was we don't know what to expect. We had never been in a situation like that before. We had friends or coworkers who were trying to kind of give us some guidance, but they basically were telling us that, like, you have to bunker down, you know, during it. And my fear was just, I'm pregnant, you know?
I mean, her fear, let's be honest. Okay. Let me just share something here real quick.
No. I feel like I need to.
Let me just share this. So we live, I don't know what, like 15, 20 minutes from the beach.
We're fairly close. We're in a flood zone.
And so she was afraid of these king tides, because what she thought was going to happen with the king tides was, have you ever seen, I'm assuming a lot of you have seen the Titanic, when like the water comes bursting through those main doors and like fills the big dining room, which just shatters all. That's what she thought was going to happen, that suddenly our door would get busted down.
Okay.
And our house would just, or our apartment would just get filled with water to the top within like 10 seconds.
So here are the issues with that. Let me explain my point
of view. There are lots of issues with that. Yes.
Let me explain. I feel like this is a fair fight, because, or a fair
argument. I didn't know we're fighting.
Well, we're fighting. Martha, baby. Okay. So, holiday hoobie weddy. This is why we have a hard time with podcasts, because we have to stay focused. Okay, so this is what was going on. So our apartment is in a flood zone. So Florida has specific areas that are designated as flood zones, which means if there's a high tide or king tide, or if there's certain storms, it's very likely to flood. So we were in that to begin with. Second of all, the beach that was by us, the advisory for king tides was, I don't even remember, it was like severe. So that made me nervous too. And then I watched videos of what king tides look like. And they do. They like go into your house. And I was like, my pregnant body is not going to be able to get out of this.
She was also mixing it up with, what's that movie with the rogue wave that tips over the
Johnny
boat?
Tsunami. Poseidon.
Poseidon. She also thought that a rogue wave was going to come from, get like caught up in the hurricane and shot over right to our apartment and blow down.
He talks a lot of game, but you know what, you guys?
He was scared. I was scared. I was scared, but I wasn't scared that the water was going to break down the doors because of a rogue wave. But yes, I was scared, obviously, because I had never experienced it. I mean, being from Arizona, I had never really been in a natural disaster. I'd never, kind of like that loss of control was scary. You know, I obviously was worried about also like our car in an apartment, it's just out there and it's around trees. And so I'm sitting here thinking like, crap, I have to be sure the insurance is right on just in case a friggin' tree smashes into the car. And I have to make sure that we have enough food and water because my wife's 6 months pregnant and there's not a ton she can do. And I have to be sure I have enough stuff to keep her comfortable. So yeah, I was nervous.
And he had to put up the shutters by himself because I can't help.
Oh my Lanta. I have never said so many bad words in such a short amount of time.
So I could hear him like, so I was in our room, in our bed watching TV and he was right.
Let's just repeat that. I was outside struggling with these 20 pound shutters. I put three of them on each window.
Okay.
Struggling with them.
I can't help you.
While she's sitting in there watching television. No moral support.
I would come out and talk to you.
You would knock on the window like Morse code. I'd be like, hey, are you good?
Beep, 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 beep. I would go out there a couple times. But I was really, guys, listen, whatever. Anyways, my point is that I could hear him outside the window. And all of a sudden I would hear like just five bad words in a row.
I was like switching inside of English and Spanish.
And then on the one that was like on the back door, he didn't realize they were numbered.
Oh, I mixed like all the numbers order. Up. I like put the first two, I think, backwards, so I didn't see the number. Then the third one I put up and there was like a number six. I was like, are you kidding me? And sure enough, I checked the numbers and it was like, you know, I'd put up like 3, 1, and 6. So, yeah, that was a whole thing.
But the good news is that he didn't have to take the shutters off because we ended up moving to the other apartment.
A month later, and I refused to take them down.
So he left them up, and then the maintenance workers took them down.
Yeah, sorry guys, but...
And so we were now, yeah, we were in our new apartment after that, decided we were going to go back to Arizona, and we didn't really know what we were going to do in Arizona.
Yeah, but we just...
We do now, we didn't back then.
We didn't want to risk more hurricanes, which supposedly, how many are supposed to hit this year?
A 2020? Lot. There's a lot that are projected.
There's a ton that are supposed to hit.
Which hurricane season is from like June to November?
Yeah, or May to November, I think. So it's
April, you guys. So,
yeah, it's coming up. And I think, again, they said that there's a 70% chance that there will be at least a category 2 or 3 that makes landfall. So
yeah.
It's super scary. So we're just kind of trying to get through... obviously the coronavirus and then any hurricanes just in case before we go back to Arizona. So
that was in September.
September, October, yeah. Was around that time. And then yeah, we moved here, or better said, I moved everything.
Well,
Babe watched TV.
I cleaned everything. Don't even.
That's true. Babe helped out with the cleaning.
Yeah.
And eating chips.
I made you food.
Yeah, it was
tasty. Or ordered you food.
Can I tell you guys? Men, listen up. When your woman is pregnant, you eat very, very well. I mean, I'm talking like extra large pizzas.
Three
times a week. I think the max we had 1 week was 4. I think we had 4 pizzas 1 week.
Hungry Howie, extra large. Guys, let me tell you real quick. This is the order you need to get from Hungry Howie's. You need an extra large pepperoni pizza with light sauce and the butter crust.
Not white sauce, because they might mess that up. And the white sauce is like Alfredo sauce. Ain't nobody want Alfredo sauce on pizza.
And you want about 4 or 5 dipping cups of ranch. Now, if you're like me, I mix my ranch with Valentina hot sauce.
Oh, I was like, look at that accent. Valentina?
Sometimes Babe would have it with Tapatio.
I would, yeah.
But the point is, that is the pizza to order. Actually really want it now that we're talking about it.
I agree. I've been asking to get pizza here lately, and she refuses to let
me eat out. We made this agreement. We're on day 13 out of
19
that we weren't going to have any. We weren't going to eat out. Because if you guys are like us during quarantine, you've been eating crazy, which I've been doing better the last 2 or 3 weeks.
I disagree with eating crazy. I think that eating Five Guys.
We were eating out like every day.
Eating Buffalo. Listen, we were using like the DoorDash, like the free Dash Pass.
We were eating out every day, you guys.
But was the food not good?
It was super good, but I'm also.
There's no buts. Was it good or no?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
I've lost like 90% of my baby weight and I'm losing the last 10%, but it's hard. And so I'm working out, I'm doing intermittent fasting. I'm eating more vegetables than I would ever care to admit.
I've lost about 75% of my baby fat.
You've lost more than that.
From what I put on during the pregnancy?
You've lost more than that.
Yeah, I guess I've lost a little more than that.
You've lost more than me. Well, that's not true.
In one moment you're complimenting me, just in the next breath the backhand me.
You've lost a lot, so you've done really well. This is what's annoying about men.
Wow. I feel like I'm about to be offended.
So like I look at a chip and I gain weight, but Dustin over here doesn't really change how he's eating. He just adds like a little extra cardio and he loses 5 pounds.
That is not true. See, this is why I stopped talking to her about my weight, is because there are changes that I've made. She just refuses to acknowledge them.
Instead of eating 10 M&Ms, he eats 5.
Exactly. There you go. Those are changes. I cut my portions down.
You still talk to me about your weight literally every day.
Yeah. I've decided, because I got to a point where I was like, do I say it and listen to her go through her whole spiel about guilting me about how you hate me and how this and that, and you don't appreciate any of the effort I do, or do I just rub it in her face? I decided to go.
Appreciate what you do?
No. You just complained about me.
I just don't think it's fair.
It's always fair.
He loses weight really fast compared to me.
Yeah.
So.
I'm fast in a lot of aspects of my life.
Da-da-da.
You just spit on my hand. I appreciate that.
Which hand?
My right one.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, now you guys have learned a lot about us.
What was the point of this episode? We're just updating you guys. Oh, so we had a baby in December.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of an important piece.
Probably the most important piece. He was born December 7th.
Yeah, so he came out. He's 4 months old now. Four and a half months almost. So he's
very, a big boy.
Very chunky. 85th percentile for weight. He's
he used to be 95th percentile. He stretched out finally. Yeah, he was 25th percentile for height.
He was a short, fat kid.
But now he's 65th.
He's 65, jeez.
65 years old.
But,
you know, having a baby, that was a whole experience. Yeah. I had to be induced due to low amniotic fluid at 39 weeks.
We're going to talk about the delivery because it was a whole thing.
It was a whole thing.
Especially the actual delivery.
It was funny, though.
It was a whole thing.
Not a bad whole thing, though.
No. But it was a funny whole thing.
It's definitely like stories from her. So we'll make another episode about the birth. Because it was funny.
So
that was in December. And
then we had that. And we had family. I mean, her parents came in. My parents came in. You know, my son came in. My older son came in. And so December was super busy.
And then he was still working. I started my maternity leave.
Yep. And then,
my parents left. Dyer left. My dad left. But my mom stayed.
Yeah, your mom stayed with you during the maternity leave. Yeah, and then
I did 3 months maternity leave. Went back to work for 1 week. And then after that, stayed home because of the coronavirus.
Yes. And so we've been doing, you know, for those of you who remember from our past ones, we're in the field of psychology.
Well, Babe's a full-blown clinical psychologist. He's a doctor.
Well, I'm not clinical psychologist yet.
You're not a licensed clinical psychologist.
But I have graduated with a doctorate in clinical psychology.
He's a doctor now. And I am 4.5 months away from graduating with my doctorate.
Yeah. So thank goodness we've been able to still work. We're doing teletherapy. Bunch of teletherapy. Oh, jinx. Pinch poke, you owe me a Coke.
I don't really like Coke. Anyway, so we're doing teletherapy.
That's my nickname. Anyway.
Go ahead.
Anyway. Oh, I thought we were going to do it a third time. Anyway, so, so we've been doing a lot of teletherapy, so.
My mom's. Da da da.
You made it sound like she passed on.
My mom's still alive, guys. I didn't know if I should say.
Anyway, so we've just been trying to figure it out as we go, this whole teletherapy experience. It's been nice to be home. It's been nice to be home, especially like, you know, obviously stereotypically men miss the first several, you know, they don't get that time home, when the baby's first born or really kind of ever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been nice for me to be able to be home and in between sessions or, you know, not having to leave earlier in the morning or stay later because of traffic and whatnot.
And I was having a pretty hard... Well, I was pretty sad about having to go back to work after my maternity leave. So I'm super thankful that I can be home with him more during this time. And obviously also, like, we are trying to be as safe as possible because, you know, my mom's a vulnerable population. My son is a baby, so we're trying to stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not really going out ever anywhere, just outside to run. But Dustin is the only one who goes to the store, and it's like gloves, mask, Lysol, everything, wipe it down.
And I'm, like, staying away from everybody.
Yeah.
Especially anyone who's 65 or older. I avoid them.
What are you insinuating?
A lot of them are sick.
Well, they're in nursing homes.
Not every person who's 65 or older is in a nursing home.
A lot of the elders that are sick.
The elders.
the elderly individuals that are sick in Florida happen to be in nursing homes.
Well, yes, but nonetheless, if I see an old person at the store, I go the other way.
And he has to, like, wait in line, like, 6 feet apart.
Yeah, it's a whole thing, but, you know, it just kind of is what it is. It's weird, but it just is what it is for right now, so.
How are you guys handling the quarantine? Because actually, like, I mean, we get some cabin fever, but we love being home together.
Yeah, I mean, we're both really busy people, so we find things to do.
I feel like a lot of couples, though, what we've seen is, like, they kind of sick of each other, they fight, and me and you have been, like, yeah, we want to go out and do things, but we want to go out and do things together.
Yeah.
We like being together.
Well, and before she went on maternity leave, our offices at work were actually right next door to each other.
We shared
a
wall.
So we were always in each other's offices, and we obviously drove to work together and, you know, came home from work together, and so we're just kind of weird that we don't really ever get sick of each other. So.
No, we're not a normal couple.
No.
We're really obsessed with each other.
Yeah, but what is normal?
What is normal?
What is normal? Anyway, all right, well.
Let us know what you guys are doing for this quarantine life. Let us know if you guys want to listen to anything specific, because
yeah,
we have plenty of time.
Yeah, tons of time.
If you want to hear us sing opera songs. Okay.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye. Oh, wait. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Which I think is La Neta Dustin Ruby.
And
follow
Twitter.
Us on Twitter. Send us an email.
Yeah, email us, please. As I would love to get an email from
someone.
Isn't
that what we used to say about questions?
I don't know. If you have questions, just keep them to yourself.
Oh.
Just kidding. You can send them to us.
We're never going to have listeners because of you.
I'm pretty sure I just gained 5 extra listeners just by saying that.
He's so funny, guys. Ha, ha, ha. Not bye. Bye.